Good morning and welcome to this first edition of Renewing the Face of the Earth, Conversations in Art, Spirituality, and Anglican Culture. My name is Father Mark Blakely, an Anglican priest and artist residing in Vicksburg, Mississippi. From my stained glass studio, located in a 19th century former Sisters of Mercy convent, I'll be sharing reflections on art, spirituality, and Anglican culture. This month is Design Month at the studio, that time between the Christmas deadline and the Easter deadline, when churches generally anticipate their new stained glass windows. It's a time for planning ahead, not only artistically, but for my church, my family, and my own life. But all these areas, designing, planning, envisioning, all anticipate inspiration, some sort of life-giving breath to bring them to life in our minds. So this morning, I'd like to look at inspiration in the life of an artist. It's been a while since I've stared at a blank page or canvas waiting for inspiration to strike. And it seems that if we begin here, we'll keep that page blank. As long as it's watched, the white sail of the ship lying in the doldrums never fills with wind. Inspiration usually comes somewhere in the process of imitation. And imitation is here to be understood as working out our calling. In front of me, I have several projects to work out, one of which is a stained glass window design of St. Stephen and his martyrdom. This is the second in a series of windows based on St. Stephen. It's rather a large project to be completed later in the year and will involve a good deal of process, steps, and preparation. Hundreds of pieces of glass of all colors will have to be painted, fired in the kiln, and fitted together to make this work of art. But before that, I'll have to design the pattern, both a cartoon of the painting and a cut line along which all the glass will be assembled. And before I can even make my pattern, I'll have to design a rendering, a small image that captures what this stained glass window is all about. All I have at this point is a rather uninspired pencil sketch of St. Stephen that I've composed from various images of prayer. Scrolling down through the Google images is one way of imitation, as you compose a new image out of aspects you like and various other images. So I've drawn a figure kneeling, with a clumsily draped dalmatic about his knees, his arms raised, fingers imploring in an Oran's position of prayer, and a boyish face looking up. What I will have when I'm finished, I hope, is a figure whose every aspect communicates the meaning of martyrdom, the steadfast gaze into heaven, the look of one who sees heaven open, a face like an angel's, a body contrasted with the earthly stones, transfigured itself into a very prayer to heaven, a sacrifice rising as sweet incense to God. This is, of course, too much for even a medium as rich as stained glass to capture. But I will not even begin to imitate these things if I do not imitate them in myself. How can I begin to communicate St. Stephen's vision of God if my own eyes have never pierced the heavens? This is what imitation really means. As the lesson for morning prayer exhorts us from the fifth chapter of St. Paul's Epistle to the Ephesians, "Be ye therefore imitators of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ has also loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." As we said in the beginning, it is in the process of imitation, of mimesis, that we receive inspiration, that life-giving breath of the Holy Spirit. If we stare at a blank page, hoping to be original, most often we will keep on staring. As C.S. Lewis once wrote, "Even in literature and art, no man who bothers about originality will ever be original. Whereas if you simply try to tell the truth, without caring two pence how often it has been told before, you will, 9 times out of 10, become original without ever having noticed it." The inspiration we seek is really for ourselves, not merely for the work to be done. This came home to me as I was walking and praying in the midst of designing the first St. Stephen's window last summer. Walking up a hill, under the cover of the trees, I was invoking the Holy Spirit in a prayer from the Treasury of Devotion. Come, Holy Ghost, and fill the hearts of thy faithful people, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be made, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. In this prayer, I understood I was seeking to imitate St. Stephen, who's always described as full of the Holy Ghost. And he, being full of the Holy Ghost, gazed into heaven and beheld the glory of God. This inspiration is to be set ablaze with the Spirit's gift of love, which makes the martyr a holocaust for God, and the artist a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. This prayer, invoking the Spirit of creation, the Spirit who moves upon the chaos of the deep and renews the face of the earth, the Spirit who moves upon and renews our hearts, this prayer has become my prayer as an artist for inspiration. Thank you for joining me for Renewing the Face of the Earth, conversations on art, spirituality, and Anglican culture. Come, Holy Ghost, and fill the hearts of thy faithful people, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be made, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth.